possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Getting you ready for preseason game number 2 against the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my God. We'll see who else is out there. I mean, that sounds like week 16 of last year.
Oh my God, it does.
It's preseason game number 2. We'll see who else is out there.
See, I'm thinking of Patrice O'Neal. I'm not going to go into the whole bit, but he gets over to where they're looking for somebody, and he puts his hand up over his eyes, and he squints and is like, oh, okay, we tried. We're looking. That's Kevin Stefanski right now. He's looking for anybody.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else out there? Who did we sign this week? Tyler Huntley. All right. Who's next?
At least he makes a lot of money.
And now that what? Teddy Bridgewater's not available. So who's left that's not quarterbacking that will
Brian
be available?
Hoyer. Brian didn't file retirement papers.
Oh,
do you want me to text
right.
him right now?
I thought that was about
text
the Hall of
right
Fame.
Now.
I thought you had to be 5 years removed before you could be in the Browns Hall
right,
of Fame.
You talk to Ryan in Geneva. I got to text Brian. Ryan,
let's go.
Hello. I'm going to try to pay attention to you, brother, but I got to text Brian right now. Is Ryan there?
Ryan, react to us.
Ryan in Geneva, gone. I hope the Eagles still have a fine season. Hello, Frank in D.C.
Oh, good morning, football guy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, I gotta let you go. I'm not going to let you go, but I gotta tell you that I'm not going to be paying close attention. I got to text somebody here.
That's fine. I'm kind of surprised that the Deshaun Watson stuff continues to keep coming up at this point. I can tell you that if they ever had the audacity to put him in the game again in a Browns uniform, it would make the fan base sick to their stomach. And I hope that we never see him play another snap again for us. And they just need to cut bait. And that's my question to you is, at some point, like, when does it become worth it to, like, just eat the money and get him off the team? Because he's just being
next
a distraction
year.
At this point.
Next June. Next year.
We
yeah,
have to
next
wait a whole
June.
Year?
Yeah, because you want to save what you can.
Yeah, but isn't he helping mentor some of the young quarterbacks like Shador and like Dylan
Gabriel?
We don't
want him doing that. We have Joe Flacco. We don't need him. I don't want him touching
Joe has actually
Shador.
Been, but the problem is, Frank, Joe has been on record saying that he is not a mentor.
Then we can have Tyler Huntley do it or somebody else. I don't want this guy infiltrating his bull crap on Shador or Dylan Gabriel. We don't need him there. He brings no value to this team anymore. It's actually all negatives. And Haslam has more money than he'll ever be able to spend. So just eat the cost, please. Just get him out of this building. Nobody wants him there at all. Frank, we're done.
But it also affects the salary cap.
It does. Yeah. Well, I don't think Frank cares about the salary cap. Right. I think
no, but that's just telling Haslam to eat the money is fine. It affects who you can bring in to put onto the roster.
Yeah.
Not at this point, we're going to be so bad, though. Like, does it really matter that much? I mean, it does, but it's like we're not contending for a Super Bowl. We're years away from that. So, like, just eat the money because your culture is so important, and I think that that's what people don't really put enough value in into thinking about. And obviously, the Browns have a ton of culture issues, but you know, if you think about it from a long-term perspective, this is where you have to restart, and you have two rookies that can potentially be, you know, I don't know if you're saving grace, but it can get you going in the right direction. And so now is the time to restart the engine and build that culture back up. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not going to the Super Bowl. Just forget about the salary cap and get this guy out of Ohio.
Well, what you're saying here, Frank, right, thank you for the call.
Frank. Stay safe in D.C. Whew, sounds calamitous.
Frank is easy, coming in hot as next or tomorrow. I mean, that's say what you will. That's a fan. And he won't be the only fan saying that. So that's something they have to think about. Brian says, no, he has not filed retirement papers yet. Oh, okay, however, you don't have to do that anymore.
But,
so, I mean,
can't rule out.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, did you ask him about playing quarterback for the Browns?
Oh, he says once you're not on a roster for a full year, they consider you retired. But that doesn't mean the doors slam.
Yeah, so I think he's going to play quarterback for the Browns.
Hoyer.
You want me to ask him live on air, would you play for the Browns?
Yeah. I don't want him to sully his record as a Browns starter, which I believe is in the top three in modern-day Browns quarterbacks.
But what if we're just a Hoyer away?
I've told him in these texts, I go, I'm reading these on the air. Chuck in Cleveland. Hello, Chuck.
All right, guys. How you doing? I can't talk too loud because I'm in prison. You know, I snuck a burner phone in here.
Hey, what?
This is the question that I got for you guys. We all in Browns prison, right? Nobody. I want to know who's the warden. Who's the warden? Is it Barry, Haslam, or Stefanski? All right, I got to go.
You know who it is. You know who it is. It's Paulie Podesta. Put your trust in God. Your asses belong to me. I don't feel that we're in Brown's prison anymore. Well, now Shador's hurt, so maybe we might be back in Brown's prison. You gotta go through parole first. They don't just let you out, do they?
Then you gotta go to a halfway house after that.
So. Donald in Cleveland. He says he's done. Says stick a fork in him. Hold on, Donald. That's what Brian says.
Brian's not going to play quarterback. Okay.
Okay, so we can't get Brian.
We'll see who else is available.
Hoyer 10-6 as starting quarterback of the Browns.
You were right about that quarterback. All right, Donald, go ahead.
How you doing, Doug? Good morning.
Donald!
Doing well, Donald. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah, I just think that if Deshaun's healthy, he's going to play this year. Jimmy went to the wedding. Jimmy clearly said that Deshaun was his pick. He just made everybody know that Shador was not his pick. And at the end of the day, he's a businessman. So if you have something worth, what, $46 million?
But don't the fans, do you think the fans, by and large, want to see him play?
I think the fans have always been the same way. If he's winning, everybody's going to be quiet. If he's not, it's going to be an uproar.
But see, Donald, that's my issue. And thank you for the call. Like, I just heard an impassioned call from Frank. I heard what Donald says, but I mean, if you're at the end of a season, then it's a thought of, well, is that what's best for business, is to play him? But again, you can't deny him the opportunity to be on your roster if he's healthy. There's a contract here that's involved. He hasn't breached that contract with anything detrimental to the team. So he has the right to be on the team. You could always turn right around and say, I think quarterback X gives us a better chance to win. Everybody in the world can disagree with you. It won't be the first time everybody in the world has disagreed with a head coach on their decision to play a player. That's what would lay ahead. I hope we don't come to that, but that's what would lay ahead. I don't know, when the coach is saying, we'll see who else is out there before the second preseason game of the year, probably means that, yeah, he's going to play. And you can get mad, but I don't know how many other choices they had. I got a guy who's making $46 million or $1 million, technically, however they want to do it. You got a guy who's on a massive contract. Maybe they just decide to let him do it. If he plays exceedingly well, I'd be very surprised. If he plays just well enough, well, it might have a problem with your future there when it comes to the draft. These are not things that I thought I'd be wondering about right now. Last Friday night, I did not think I was going to be wondering about this.
I found interesting, we got a call from D.C., we got a call from prison, and we got a call from a guy named Donald.
Coming in hot is tomorrow at 9:45. You better be careful. You better ease up.
Stating facts here, Ken.
That's right.
We got a call from
Chuck. Put them all on a list.
It was Brown's prison. By the way, I want to tell everybody we're still far enough away from lunch. Lima eats the strings that hang off his bananas.
All goes in the mouth and in my tummy. We got Dan Wetzel at 10:15, emerging podcast scene.
92.3 The Fan Extra, the free Odyssey app. Remember, all press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseKia.com. 10:15 Eastern, 92.3 The Fan Extra, the free Odyssey app. Be there, be square.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.